fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 9th day of February. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you, if you have a bug-out location, a safe haven, a different spot than where you live day to day, I want you to encourage you to drive that route at night. If you haven't done it before, drive that route at night. If you have an alternative route, drive that alternative route at night as well. Depending on where you are, some of these roads can be really dark and look entirely different at night. So you need to do that. Drive both those routes at night, assuming you've got an alternative route. And that's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient Wayne in the green room, my friend, Dr. Phil Myers, D.C. Dr. Myers is a chiropractic physician living and working in my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri. If you want to get started with Dr. Myers, real simple, doesn't cost a thing. Call his office, set up that first private, no-charge consultation at 314-878-6868. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, John. How's everything going today?
Well, good. I was just reading a headline here that Walgreens pharmacies have 8,100 stores, and they're now have an official policy is that men can use the women's restroom if they choose to. I'm sure that women really like that, but that's what they're doing. It's a crazy world we live in, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I don't have a comment.
Well, let's say your lovely daughter is going to go swimming.
Oh, I get it. I don't have no comment.
I've said this publicly. If my granddaughter is changing to go swimming and I see a man preparing to walk into the women's changing room, he will have a very unpleasant experience, I can guarantee it.
It was really interesting. I was at the one of the malls here in St. Louis, and I was taking my daughter to the bathroom, and I was like, okay, well, how am I going to do this? And they actually it was really nice. They had a community lounge.
Right.
Where you could actually go, and it's family orientated. And so it's like, oh, okay, well, obviously. So I liked how the mall had accommodated that type of lifestyle to help uh, help parents out with their kids.
Well, yeah, that is helpful, and I've seen this more and more in public spaces, a restroom specifically meant for people that have children that need to deal with that situation, and that's a good thing, which is a separate one from what I started out talking about. Well, Doctor, we look forward, and I get emails and phone calls, people looking forward every week to the health tip of the week, and what would that be this week, sir?
The health tip of the week would be, we're looking at your aspect of this 2018 versus any other year. Like right now, we're looking at this present moment as a clean slate. And I was talking to one of my clients the other day about what was going on in his life, and he immediately started talking about how the past, how he lives his life, in how his life had been living, but it was all past orientated, or I can't do that, or I was unable to that, or this is what happened, or that's how life it was. And I'm like, okay, well, let's rewrite your story. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, let's not project that future out anymore. Let's restart, because we all know, and it's cliche now more of anything, but it's very true in living in this present moment. And so what does that mean, to live in this present moment? Is to really acknowledge at this exact moment, where are you, what is going on, what are you doing? Like, for example, I am currently sitting on a chair with my legs crossed, just chilling out, facing north, and with the door to my left, the ceiling above me, the floor to my ground. I mean, it sounds silly, but in this present moment, my awareness of this moment is exactly it. It's not like what I'm thinking about, like, oh, like, well, 30 seconds ago I had a person in here, the door was open, and I was standing. And I'm not living my life like that anymore. And the way, as I'm explaining it, it sounds silly, but that's a lot of times how we unconsciously live our lives. We live it from a past visualization instead of a present acknowledgement. And when you live it in a past visualization, you're projecting then that past into what you hope, or what you would like to see, or specifically not like to see, happen for your future. And so the health tip of the day is to really get that. Or the health tip of the week is to really get this concept of living in the present moment and letting go of the thoughts that you used to have for the past and what you would like to see, and very importantly, what you don't want to see happen in the future. The one that we say, I don't want to see this happen, it activates a law, and that law is the law of resonancy. And the collective energy of surrounding everything does not understand the word not. It just doesn't. It doesn't compute in the vibrational frequency of everything. And so when you say, I do not want this to happen, the universal energy surrounding everything, all it hears is, have this happen.
Exactly.
This happens. And so when you say, I don't want to gain weight this year, and you do everything not to gain weight, well, most of anything, you're going to struggle more to, quote-unquote, get your body weight to where you would like it. And you're mostly sometimes going to see yourself not as successful as what, and this is a coulda, woulda, shoulda, but what could possibly happen by letting go of that quote-unquote not belief structure that resonates right back at you exactly what you're resisting. There was a phrase a long time ago I used to hear. It's like, what you resist persists. And that's exactly what they were talking about, is the resistance or the desire for something not to happen. And when you continue living in that space, you're definitely not living in the present moment. It's very fear-based. It's very it can become very anger, fear, resentment, judgment, because what happens in that type of space when you're living in that past projected future, especially in a not verbiage, is when you start seeing other people, places, things, events, having what you're wanting or having minus what you're not wanting, the psychology of the ego-based mind system really gets perturbed.
Right. Yeah, I can easily see that. Well, Doctor, I had one of those paradigm shifts. I've probably had several in my life, but the first and most notable was my senior year in high school. We had a college night where one of the local high schools was set up with representatives of various colleges, military academies, U.S. military services, and so forth. We had a choice of about 20 different presentations to go to, and about the second or third one, I'm walking along with one of my football buddies, and I said to him, oh, I get it now. The previous 11 years, I really didn't get it, why I should even be paying attention in school. But that night, I got it, and it was a massive paradigm shift, and all my instructors, my teachers at school, they were wondering if I was even the same guy after that, because I was really paying attention. I didn't miss a single day of school my senior year of high school. I was really motivated because I finally got it, and it was a massive paradigm shift, and it changed the rest of my life in very positive ways. But when these things happen, you need to pay attention to them and act on them, don't you, Doctor?
Oh, absolutely. A very similar thing happened to me when I was in massage therapy school. I used to have an inkling that I could figure it out real easily and not have to really practice. I had that kind of talent. And one day, again, I had that paradigm shift, like, you know what? I'm going to put some effort into really sitting with this information and working with it instead of working against it or trying to change it or thinking that maybe I got a better way of doing it or whatever, but really just saying, okay, I'm going to learn this style in its system, and getting that very, very, very well understood and practiced within me. And so I started, I was practicing with my friends and family for that week between classes, and I came back the next week to class, and we were going over the same techniques, reviewing from what we had learned previously, and my instructor looked at me, she's like, you practiced, didn't you? And I'm like, yes, I did. She could tell. She's like, you're good. She's like, you're good at what you do, but wow, you could tell you practiced that. I'm like, yes, I did.
Yep. Yeah. Well,
instead of resisting or thinking, and that's the thing. It's the human condition. Now, how it got that way? It's insignificant. It's just recognizing that, okay, I am doing this thing, and that's how getting back into the present moment is so important. Is, well, if you're living in the past, you don't get to these epiphanies. If you're living in a projected future, you really do not get these epiphanies. But when you really sit there and work in a present moment state, you really start getting what's actually happening. And here's the cool part. Here's the cool part of living in the present moment. is, and we all have this, this is not a, no one's immune to this. There is, we all have a conversation in our mind about this past and this projected future. And nine times out of ten, you're having this conversation with somebody, place, or thing. Like, for example, let's say it was your boss or your dad or your brother, your sister, your spouse. You have this picture of them in your mind. You actually can hear a voice that sounds like theirs talking to your own voice that you're talking to. Now, here's the thing. Who's having this conversation? You are. You're right. The only one having this conversation because you're the only one in the room. So right now is acknowledging, okay, I got this thought process going on in my head. I'm having the conversation about what I would like to see happen in the future because currently this is what's happening in had just happened. And I don't want to see this happen, so I'm going to have a conversation of my in my head about that this whole scenario. And so you'll spend 5 minutes, an hour, even a day sometimes, having this conversation intermittently going through your mind. And so all day long you've been living this past, projected future conversation. And what that does physiologically to your body is it continually raises cortisol. All day long, cortisol is activated. And the longer cortisol is activated, that cortisol, it steals all your nutrition. It steals all your energy. I mean, you might as well just go and cut the cord on your gas tank and just drive off. And then next thing you know, you're 5 miles down the road and you're empty. That's what it's like to your body. I mean, you literally are drained. And unlike a car that when you cut the oil, cut the gas off, cut the gas cord and drive away, unlike your car, your body says, I don't need that back seat. It's not really being used, so I'm going to steal a couple fibers from that back seat and put it into the gas tank. And so you continually get gas, get fuel to go and do your day, but at the expense of healthy bones, at the expense of relaxed tone and flexible and strong muscles, at the expense of your heart starts to fail and you start losing muscle tone in your heart and you get congestive heart failure. At the expense of your mind being a little more foggy and not being able to memorize or remember specific events like a person's name. Things like that start disappearing into fuel to feed cortisol. That's a very simplistic way of explaining what happens to your system. So anybody that's out there that's saying, I would like to have more energy. Well, here's something that's so simple and so easy. Well, not simple and easy, but it's a very simple and easy thing to get going in your system as long as you practice.
Right.
And practice is practice, right?
Right.
And so learning to practice how to let go of the past and let go of projecting that future, that projected future, and learn how to actually stay in the present moment is key.
It is key. Hold that thought. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
A Are you spiritually and mentally armed and ready for the battle ahead? Don't miss Hear the Watchman Dallas 2018, March 23rd through the 25th at the Hilton Dallas Fort Worth Lakes Executive Conference Center. Join the remnant body of Christ at this powerful, life-changing event. Activate your faith and join 18 prophetic teachers of truth, including L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Paul Begley, Dr. Donna Mary Colbert, along with this year's special guest, prophetic prayer walker Henry Groover. The time is now to gain ground and make history as we approach turbulent times. Get baptized, get trained, be freed of strongholds that bind you. You will be empowered, you will be blessed. This could be the most important weekend of your life. Join God's army in 2018. Visit hearthewatchman.com to reserve your seat today. This event will sell out. Go to hearthewatchman.com and make your reservation. And in the end, Jesus wins.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter Domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com.
We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 9th day of February, visiting with Dr. Phil Myers. You're listening, you're sitting there, you're thinking, boy, I got this issue, I got that issue concerning my health. I wonder if Dr. Myers can help me. Well, wondering isn't going to get it done. Here's what will get it done. Call his office, set up that first private, no-charge consultation. That number is 314-878-6868. Let's continue, Doctor.
So, the question, most people are like, okay, look, I get it, Doc. Stop living in my past, not living in my projected future, live in the present moment. How do I do this? Okay, really easy. First things first, take a breath. That's the first thing that you do. Is when you are living in the past, projected future, non-present moment, conversation in your head, you are not consciously breathing. And so what I say is catch your breath. Find the breath and get connected to it. Second thing, once you catch your breath, and this is not linear, so you can be in any order. Second thing is to feel where you're feeling any sensation. Like, is that conversation that you're having in your head connected to this butterfly gurgle in your stomach? Is it related to that little bit, that little strand of neck pain that runs up the left side of your neck into the base of your skull? Is it connected to that low back pain that just popped in all of a sudden and said, "Hey, remember me?" So you get back to the sensation, the feeling, not the emotion, not the anger, resentment, judgment, fear, worry, pride, love, joy, or not the emotion, the sensation. And the sensation is something that is descriptive in term: light, heavy, dark, achy, burny, heavy, twisty, butterfly, taunt. Those are like wow, I feel my jaw is just tight. Okay, that's the sensation. You stay with the sensation, and you breathe with the acknowledgement, and you breathe with the awareness of that sensation. And you then look around you and recognize where you are, and recognize who you're with. And you'll recognize, wait a second, I'm alone. Even if you're in a group of people, you'll recognize, like, wait a second, who was talking there? None of these people were talking to me. I was talking to me. Okay. And then you let the conversation stop. Immediately now you're in the present moment. The conversation is stopped. You're no longer living in the projected past and no longer living in a projected future. You're breathing, you're feeling, and your mind is silent. You are now meditating. Welcome. That's how you do it. And now, how long do you do that for? 77 times 77 million times a day. Every second that you can be conscious and active in that present moment, the better. And the more you do that, you'll start seeing such amazing things. Because it does so much for you. A, you no longer activating the law of resonancy. Law of resonancy never shows up anymore because you're no longer saying something to not happen. That, because there's no conversation happening in the unconscious mind system. And so by staying present, you basically shut the door on the unconscious, subconscious communication that's sending the aberrant noise out into the world to say, hey, bring this thing to me. Come on, bring it in. It's what I'm not wanting. Come on, let me see it. And so it immediately stops that in its tracks. And then you get to then start utilizing the techniques and the practices of meditation to create the world that you are, and by doing the things that you need to do that.
Hold that thought, Doctor. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com by Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 9th of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Something I frequently mention is a free download on my website, a book titled The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. A great book. There's probably 25 or 30 similar books of the same genre on one hand. On the other, very few of them, there are a few, but very few of them give specific details, specific instructions on how to gain the clarity, gain the focus that you need to achieve any goal you want to achieve. This book really does that. Also, my website, of course, are energy cleaners for sale. This is my home business. When you place your order for an energy cleaner, I'm the guy that packs them up. I take them to the Cherryville post office, and they go out priority mail. If you have issues with joint pain, arthritis pain, back pain, the energy cleaner will probably help. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. We have the twin-size, full queen king, California king, the handy travel size. Everything's in stock, ready for immediate shipment at my website, thelibertyman.com. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. When you send me a check, well, my address is right there at my website also. Toll-free online, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Got a question or comment for Dr. Myers? Give us a call. The call number is 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Doctor.
So that's basically the health tip of the week, is to really work on living in the present moment, excuse me, and letting go of this the past and projected future. So, and with this, it literally is going to open up so many doors. It will relieve so much stress and tension. There's things you can do every day. We can always choose to put food or not put certain foods into our mouth. We have that ultimate choice. No one is ever there. No one is ever there taking a fork or a spoon and shoving something down your throat. I don't know any relationship or any person that's suffering from that. That someone's literally saying, here, you have to eat this, and I'm going to force this whatever food down your throat. No. We can choose to go to the McDonald's or the Burger King or the Whole Foods or the cook the food myself, and what ingredients do I put into this food? What substance do I put in? Remember, garbage in, garbage out, life in, life out. It works that simply. So just as easily as you have the choice to choose what you put into your mouth, you also have that same choice to say what goes in and comes out of my mind. And just like hearing, like, oh, wow, gluten is neurotoxic to my brain and my gut. Oh, my God, but it tastes so good. I don't know if I can let go of it. Okay, well, at least you now have the information and you can make an informed consent choice as an adult. Just the same now as, oh, wow, living in my past and living in a projected future and saying I just don't want something to happen is unhealthy for me. Oh, so living in my present moment will be more healthier, but it's so much easier just to have that conversation in my head and yell at my spouse or my boss or my brother or sister or my mom and dad in my mind and just hope that that conversation does something out in the real world. Well, you just realize that ain't true. And that when you start living the ability in your mind to let go of that past and let go of that projected future and live in the present moment with your breath, with your feeling level, and then noticing that your mind turns off, and then your heart opens up to a whole new possibility. Again, you can choose that just as easily as you choose not to put gluten in your mouth. It just takes practice.
Right.
And here's
right.
the thing. You are, and here's the thing, everybody, you all are, and so was I, and addicted to these programs. It's what you've done 100 trillion billion times, and whether this be the first time you've ever heard of this context or the 50th time, and maybe the 50th time is the last time you actually have to hear it one more time. I just told somebody the other day, and I've lived this. You hear it once, okay. You hear it twice, perk up. You're going to hear it one third time. And if in a really short period of time you've heard it once and you've heard it twice, why don't you be the third person to tell you? So you don't have to have another person tell you once more. Because that third person is always the loudest, always the most influential, and always the one that's going to hold you at a higher state of accountability. Always. So might as well be you be the third person. And the more you get into it, you'll be the second person. And then when you really get good at it, you're the only person, because you don't have to hear it from the world that gluten's bad, that living in your past and your projected future isn't healthy, that having dairy is neurotoxic to the gut and brings more inflammation and more mucus to the system. You don't have to hear it anymore, because you then become the quote-unquote authority and the expert in the knowledge of wisdom that you now have. Because it's no longer educated left brain. Okay, I've heard this data before. It's now you're getting, now you're practicing it a little bit, and you're working with the emotion and the feeling level of it, i.e. your experience. And then as you experience it and you get these epiphany aha moments, it becomes wisdom.
That would be a fun process to go through, Doctor, I think.
Oh, it's a blast. And yeah. And the thing is, the more you practice it, the more you'll see, like, this at first, it might be just the person that, I use the road rage one easy because it's just easy for people to get. You're driving down the road and someone slams on their brake all of a sudden, but you were in a hurry, and even though they stopped to stop an accident, you got perturbed. Well, that's just an automatic action. And so you just, as you practice it, it's like, okay, that's simple. And then the next one is more complex, where you have a huge financial thing that just showed up in your life, and someone's saying, you pay me now, and you owe me this, and you owe me that. And like, pure example, I switched business names and business entities here at my practice. We've switched from La Gianna to Phi Wholeness. So again, go to our new website, which is phiwholeness.com, P-H-I, wholeness, W-H-O-L-E-N-E-S-S. Check out our website, get on our mailing list, also our Facebook page at Phi Wholeness, and you'll get tremendous amount of information and the stuff that we're doing now. But anyways, I digress. But we switched business entities. And so I got a letter in the mail today, from last night, and I was being charged like $500 to open up a new account. I'm like, I could have easily, in throes of emotional turmoil, like, oh my God, more money going in and out, blah blah blah. And it's like, I just called them up, like, hey, got this issue. Here's what it is. Oh, no problem, Dr. Myers. We waive that. You're the same business. We understand. Thank you. No problem. But for some people, that would have been a huge upheaval of emotional. It's like, oh my God, I can't afford $500. What am I going to do with that now? And it just, the mind just goes all into that past, how they were, whatever happened to them in the past, and it just triggered that past memory. And then they have this conversation about, for whoever, wherever, whyever, however, and project that into the future. And then they spent the past next hour or day in cortisol, fight, flight, fright, fight. So it doesn't matter how healthy the food was or whatever, it was just stolen to then feed that cortisol rush. But you could easily stop that by learning to live in the present moment. And so I'll review that again. Catch your breath. Feel your feeling wherever it is. Allow yourself to just observe that feeling while you breathe. Observe your environment. Where are you in space? Oh, wow, I am here. And so then time stops, because you're no longer living in the past memory and the projected future. The time-space and space-time, that whole concept, right. Time is actually memory. Because without time, you have no memory. Without memory, you have no time. So in the equation of physics, space has one part of the equation, whereas time has another part. Well, time is equal to memory. It's identical. You can just interchange the words. space, time, space, memory. Actually, if you go to my YouTube, I think I put it on my YouTube, or I will put it today. I'll put the research article on space, time, space, memory from the Renaissance Science Foundation. A really great, amazing article on that context and concept. But I digress. So you, when you do that, when you breathe, when you feel, when you observe your environment in space, you then recognize that the time is now, it's in the present, your mind is now quiet, as it's no longer in a memory circuit of the past, projected future. And so you just practice. Practice, 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 and you will become amazing at it. Just like I decided, hey, I'm going to practice these massage moves. And my teacher noticed it. Trust me, you'll notice it, and everyone around you is going to notice. Hey, what's different about you? You're so much more calmer and more cool, calm, collected, and you got your stuff together, and wow, you're losing more weight, or you're getting stronger. Wow, your hair's not as gray. Your hairstyle's like, well, look, your hair's growing back. And all those things are a symptom of a lot of cortisol. Cortisol loves to live in the body, and it'll steal everything in order to keep surviving itself out there, as well as keep you stuck in, not that we blame it, but it's just the nature of the mechanism, is it keeps the mind continually going, believing that you have to have these thoughts and belief structures running the program so that the cortisol can live and stay in that high state of angst. And even though you might not feel it, it's there.
Well, Doctor, I hope people are paying attention, and I hope they will wake up and smell the coffee and get busy doing these protocols.
You know, the thing is, I know that they're listening. I know you guys are listening. I know you guys are doing it. I would love to hear your success stories. That's what I want to hear. I would love to hear your success stories. So do this. Go to Facebook. Go to the... I'll create a post today. I'll do it as soon as the show is over. I'm going to create a post and share your success stories in living the health tips of the week on the John Moore Radio Show. And start sharing your story. Love to hear your success stories. That's what I would love to hear.
That'd be great.
So let's show everybody that we are the broadcasting system that gets it, that we can handle the truth, and that we're sharing the truth of the new way of living that transcends the old belief structures of the past, projected future. And whether it be sharing the success stories of the cold alternating shower system, or mindful breathing, or, wow, I finally got rid of gluten over the past month, and look what happened. Even though, and no matter how big or how small your story is, there is another person dealing with the same thing you are every single day. And it doesn't matter if you think that it's like, oh, well, someone's story has got to be way better than this story. If that's judgment, that's past, projected, future. I don't want to sound stupid or insignificant. Again, that's past, projected, future. Share your story. Be real. Let's see what happens.
Let's do. People need to hear these stories, help motivate them, don't they, Doctor?
Oh, it's so motivating. It's so motivating. I've taken seminars and classes lots of times where a person gets up in the front and shares their experience and their story or their struggle. Even sharing struggles is so beneficial because no one is good at this stuff when they first start.
Right.
Thinking that if I start this, I have to be good at it, I don't think so, Tim. No one is good at it. You just start.
Hold that thought, Doctor. We got our last break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Of February, visiting with Dr. Phil Myers. If you want to gain access to this knowledge and his help, real simple, call his office, set up that first private, no-charge consultation at 314-878-6868. Also, we have Dr. Myers' new website linked to my links page. And just go to my links page and click on links. I'm scrolling down here. Go to links, and it pops. The links page pops up. And scroll down a little bit there, and you'll see PHY, is P-H-Y, wholeness. PHY, wholeness. Just click on there, and you'll have Dr. Meyer's new website. Is the website complete now, Doctor, or is it more, got more to go?
Continuing, we'll be continuing to add things, and what you're going to start seeing is blogs and videos and links through Facebook and everything, and it's phi, like the phi ratio, like the golden ratio.
Phi, not pi, yeah. But phi. Okay, phi.
Yeah.
Phi, phi, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, you're going to start seeing a lot of stuff. But yeah, I'm going to have probably after I get off the line here and work with the next client, I'll have that post all set up. But yeah, go to the Facebook page. I'll share it onto the LibertyMan.com's Facebook page as well, so you can go to either one of them and share your story. We'd love to hear your stories, your success stories, and even in to share your struggles and your questions. But this is a forum to help support and motivate each and every single person that is listening to these broadcasts and can handle the truth and wants to see their life transform physically, biologically, and emotionally.
Okay. It says here, the Phi Wholeness Approach utilizes six core pillars to address the causes of decline and stress in the body. It looks like a pretty complete program to me.
Oh, it's an amazing program. And what we do is we focus on one of those three levels, physical, biochemical, or emotional. And we take you through a transformational system that helps you let go and transform those areas of your life and get you to where you would love to see yourself being within your desired actions and your motivation.
Outstanding, outstanding. Well, we're just about out of time here, Doctor. I don't want to be cut off by the music. It's been a great hour, as usual. I'm stopping by your office later today, by the way, to pick up something for Dr. Moore. And so maybe I'll see you.
I'll see you then. All right, John. Have
okay.
a good night.
Thank you. Well, we had a great week here, as always. Weekend coming up. I hope you are going to do some fun things this weekend in addition to honeydew projects, whatever they might be. And look forward to a brand new week next week with our various guests. I'm finding a lot of enthusiasm for Jeff Nyquist on Wednesdays. Jeff is a brilliant man when it comes to connecting the dots concerning international communism and how it's woven into our core of our society in ways that you may not even suspect. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, energy, cleaning, or essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive weekend, and God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.